first nine verses rolling over in my mind now for several weeks, preparation for the service. And just immediately when Brother James asked me about maybe coming back to do homecoming, I really started praying right then to try to prepare. And the Lord sent me right to these verses, and I think it's really, really going to help us. A lot to see and a lot for us to think about, and I think it's really going to help us. And throughout this entire time, I know Brother Finley, he mentioned Preacher Carl. And so throughout this entire time of study, I've been thinking a lot about Preacher Carl. Thinking about homecoming, the topic of homecoming. I'm excited about that, but I'm more excited about our home going, to be honest with you. I'm very excited about that. I believe that is our very next stop in what we see everything going on around us. I believe that's our very next stop, but I couldn't help but think about Preacher Carl, and I think he's impacted probably many people in this congregation here today. Thought a lot about Mountain Dale, my home church growing up, where I grew up, and then also Mount Lebanon and Antioch, the three churches that Preacher Carl's known for preaching at a lot. And I just had him a lot on my mind, you know. And there's a lot in the news about politics and everything, and you know, he had a good way about bringing some jest out in things, Brother Norman. You probably heard this, but I'll probably get it wrong, but I'm gonna make a attempt at it anyway. But he's talking about that bad car wreck out in the country. I don't know if you ever heard about that. The carload of politicians. Anybody remember that? It's a bad car wreck, and the carload of politicians wrecked out on the side of the road, and took a long time for the highway patrol to get there. But in the meantime, a farmer showed up. Farmer, he went and checked on him and everything, and he had a tractor and a backhoe and everything. You know how it is out in the country. And so he went ahead and he buried him and took care of him and everything. And finally, the highway patrol showed up. And they said, "Well, where's everybody? Well, it took you so long to get here. I went ahead and took care of the burial and everything." And he said, "Well, were they all dead?" And he said, "Well, they said not, but you know how politicians are. So I went ahead and took care of it." So, you know, that's how it is. I think I got that right. Brother Bill, I rolled that in my mind over and over trying to remember that. But that, what a blessing it is that you can look back and think about things from Brother Carl. You know, you think about how that is, Preacher Carl, as we all know him, and I just couldn't think it more about him. I'm looking forward to talking to him again. I'm looking forward to seeing him again. I'm looking forward to seeing our family and friends that's gone on before us again. And you know, and I was studying about this, thinking about it. There was a time of transition that's taking place here. And I know in recent weeks and actually recent months or years, we have seen such a transition of things taking place. We see transitions on the global level. We see it worldwide. We see it nationwide. We see it countywide. You just see things taking place. Then also down in your life, you're transitioning into things. We've got collegians here. You're transitioning from high school into a larger group of people, which that's a time of transition. And then after graduation, a time of marriage and transitioning into marriage and just all kinds of things going on. Well, you know, Joshua and the people here at that time, the children of Israel, they were going through a transitional period too. Some transitional periods are hard to go through. How many of you here just love change? Nobody's raising their hand. I mean, you know, we like good change. We like good change. Change that we deem is true or good, and we like that, you know. But then there's times that we're having change that is forced upon us seemingly. We don't know if we like that or not. It's hard to discern sometimes, you know, good change or bad change. But for the most part, if something is working, we just want to leave it as it is. But you know that throughout the course of time and course of nature, there's things that happen beyond our control, and that change is imposed upon us, and we have to do something with that. It's a time of transition. Let's read these first nine verses here, and we'll get into the message this morning. It says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, rise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even into the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and into the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you so much for this day that you've given to us, Lord, this special time of homecoming together, Lord, with your people. God, it's so wonderful to see all the familiar faces, Lord, and see the new faces as well, God. We just thank you so much for everyone that's here. We know that no one's here by mistake, God. Everyone here is in need of something, whether it be salvation, encouragement, guidance, God. Everybody here is in need of something, Lord. I just pray that you supply that need to every heart and to every soul. Help us, God, to follow you, to listen to your word. Help us, Lord, to clear our hearts out, clear our minds out. Let nothing take our focus away from you. Just let your Holy Spirit have free reign here this morning, God. That's the only way that we're going to be what we need to be and do what we need to do for you, God, is to surrender ourselves to you. God, I just pray your will be done here today. Go with us. Let your Holy Spirit have free reign, Lord. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and amen. All right, verse number one, we're seeing some transition taking place here. I'm going to use the letter P. I've not really been too successful with doing that because sometimes I get more caught up in trying to keep up with the letter than I do with what I'm saying. But I've actually seen this kind of time out pretty well for this message this morning. We're seeing a time of transition. This was a very hard time for the children of Israel. And I was just looking back at my life and just thinking about how I could associate this with something that I experienced. And I remember growing up again in church with Preacher Carl. He was my pastor for probably 20-some years. That's all I'd never had ever known from birth growing up. And same with my father. Dad's here, and I appreciate my family being here this morning. And I remember us talking about that. And he said that was the only pastor I'd ever known for 45 years. From birth up, and you get used to a person, you get used to people, you get used to how things are. But sometimes by the course of change, the course of life, there are changes that take place, and we are left to respond to those. And we see this is what has happened here, and this is a very, very straightforward the way the Lord is talking to Joshua and his people. Very straightforward. I see a level of acceptance being placed there. It says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. I remember us talking about this when Mom and Dad came home from church. We're talking about the day that Preacher Carl had decided that he needed to step down from Mountaindale. It's like, what are we going to do? I mean, that's all we've ever known. That's all we've ever had. All we've ever experienced. And I just remember what that felt like. That was a time of transition, a new thing. It's like, where do you even begin to go from there? You know, it's somebody that's been tried and true. You knew how they were going to respond to things. You knew that you could trust them. You knew that they had your best interest at heart. And it's like you were just kind of shell-shocked. How do we move forward past that? Let me tell you this morning, you know, God always has his person. God always has his people. God always has his pastor. God has this laid out. I can't explain to you enough or express to you enough that nothing takes God by surprise. Nothing. Never in history have you ever seen in God's word or anywhere else or where you ever see it that God said, I didn't see that coming. He knows. He knows. He knows how we are. He knows how we are made up. He knows how things are going to be. And God is always preparing people that will listen to Him. You know, I can't, again, express to you enough this morning how important it is for everyone to surrender their lives to the Lord. You don't know what He may have in store for you. Let me tell you, I didn't know 6 years ago when I went to go pastor at Three Forks, I'd be standing here with you this morning. You don't know. You might be going on an airplane to the Philippines to minister to somebody. You don't know. That's the amazing thing about surrendering your life to God. You don't know where He's going to take you. But it's exciting. I'll tell you one thing. It's a life. It's a rewarding life. It's something that you couldn't change or take for anything else. But you got to be willing to step out on faith to do it. You see here, number one, God always has His person. And you see this here, Joshua, where did he come from? He was the minister of Moses. He had been with Moses. He knew him. He knew what kind of work he had done or what he was doing. And so this is the Lord speaking to Moses and the people, the Lord speaking to Joshua and all his people at the same time and explaining to them, this is how we're going to move forward. This is how it's going to take place. This is how it's going to be. You see, it's very, very finite. Verse 2, it says, Moses, my servant, is dead. You see, there's a very accepting statement the way the Lord is saying this. The Lord is saying this has happened. This has taken place and now we're moving forward. This is something that has came to be. This has happened. It's not in your control, but we're moving forward. And I have somebody to help you and to be with you and to take care of you. You see this here. God always prepares His people. He's preparing you now for something. You don't know what's going to happen down the road. I promise you that. The decisions that you have to make in life aren't just always something that you go to somebody else and ask and say, what should I do? I want to explain to you what I'm talking about here. There's things in life that you're going to face that it's going to take the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to tell you what you need to do. It's not leaning on somebody else. It's not going to somebody else. Although good advice is absolutely worth a lot. I'm not taking away from that. There's times in your life that you're going to have to make a decision that only you can make. And that means opening up God's Word, falling in love with His Word, going in there and saying, Lord, what would You have me to see from this and what do You want me to do with this? My dad always told me, every answer, every question that you have is answered in the Bible. Amen. You know, and I believe that. I found that to be true in my Christian life. Decisions that we have to make, even locally sometimes, I don't know what to do. I don't know everything, but God does. God knows. And if He speaks to us through His Word, is that not where we need to go to find those answers? Is that what we need to do? I tell you, when you really slow down and think about this, and He's saying here, this is the plan. God always has His plan. We're going to see how this moves forward. Moses was not in the picture, and we're seeing how we move forward. And I think about this. I see how the Lord has prepared men to take care of these churches. You know, there was a transitional time where there was a lot of men surrendering to preach. You remember that, Brother Tim, Brother Bill? Many of them are here. You remember that. I've not seen that so much in just recent days. But there was a time of transition. God was preparing people, men for something. And I believe it's what Brother Finley's talking about. This is the last roundup. I believe that with all my heart. That shouldn't hopefully scare anybody. If you're here this morning and you're lost, you should absolutely take note of that. But it should get you excited about that home going. That's what this is all about. That's what this life is for, to prepare for the next. And you see here, it's not about them staying stagnant where they're at. It's about moving forward where God wants them to go. We need to move forward is what He's saying. That's what He's telling them here. He says, Moses, my servant, is dead now. Therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. And I tell you, Brother Rodney, I was looking at that and kind of had a laugh about it. And I can see Joshua saying, Lord, You want me to do what with this? You think about it, you know. You think about what Joshua saw with Moses and the children of Israel when they were out in the wilderness. Caused him, Moses, to break the law. He come down off the mountain and leave you for a few minutes, and now you've already made a graven image. You went off and done this. You know, if we're not careful, we can get away from what God wants us to be. Nobody is immune. Nobody is immune. You know, I had a lot of pride, and I'll say it growing up in one of Preacher Carl's churches. Had a lot of pride in that. But you know, that doesn't mean I can't step out and do something wrong. I can't make a mess. I can't do something take away from that. We have choices that we have to make. We have to find something that we need to stay with. And I'll be getting to that here in just for a few minutes. But verse number 2, God always prepares. God always prepares. I see how he prepared men for these churches. I see how Preacher Carl's church at Mountaindale has a wonderful pastor. I see how the way that it's set up with Brother Daniel with Antioch, well taken care of. Always right there. Even though they didn't know what was going to happen, God did. God did. Nothing ever took him by surprise. Verses 3 and 4. God always honors his promises. I want you to think about that. God always honors his promises. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. You see, he made that promise unto Moses. You see how you go back and you read how that says there. It says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon. I thought that was kind of fitting there, even from where we are today. Even into the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward going down, the sun shall be your coast. He's telling them, the promises that I made to Moses, they now apply to you. I want us to see that this morning. That really blessed my heart when I was thinking about different services and different messages that I heard preachers preach throughout the years here and other churches that I've heard preach, talking about the promises, the things that they found in God's Word, those golden nuggets. You know, when you see that, you hear a preacher preach it and they are so excited about it, if you're not careful, you'll think that promise applies only to them. It applies to you too. It applies to all of us. Just how God made his promises here to the Jewish forefathers and the promises that the Jewish people have, they will take place. The promises that you and I have at the church, they're going to take place. We still can partake in those promises. God has not forgotten his people. He's right here with us. I can feel him. I tell you, I've been rejuvenated in studying this and seeking out, knowing that the Lord is with us, but are we going to stay with him? You think about the great falling away. I've been studying a lot about in Revelation and end times and just seeing how it comes, how it's unfolding. I remember so many messages, Preacher Carl talking about how the Lord was going to return and what the end days were going to look like. And this is exactly what he had been preaching. I can see exactly what he was talking about and what is taking place today in time. And you know what? He was telling us that out of this same book. The same truth applies. The same promise applies. We see here God always honors his promises. Verse number 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life as I was with Moses. You see here another promise. I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. He's telling them, I'm going to be with you. Brother Tim, that's a promise. He's saying, I know you saw what I did for Moses, but you know what? I'm going to do that for you too. It doesn't end here. We've still got a ways to go yet. We've still got somewhere we're heading to. We're passing through, church. We're not staying here. We got things we need to see. We got decisions we need to make. We got places we need to go before we get home. We got to remember that and not lose sight of that this morning. We see God's protection. He has promised that he is going to take care of his people. Sometimes you might feel like you're kind of outnumbered. I felt outnumbered in recent weeks. I'll tell you that. Talking about politicians, boy, yeah. All the way from the White House down to my house, brother. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's hard. I mean, there's decisions you got to try to make for other people. It's easy to say, I know what me and my house are going to do. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Is that not what Joshua said? But what are you going to do for other people? Sometimes things are not as black and white as you want them to be. Sometimes it's just not so simple as you want it to be. But I tell you what, the inner dwelling of the Holy Spirit, if you get down and you pray and you get down to business with God, he will tell you and he will show you what he wants you to do. He will give you scripture. He will give you things in your life that you can stand on and you don't have to hang your head about. I promise you that. Young people, take that to note. I know you have a lot of decisions to make, and all this information coming to you all at once, and you're trying to digest this. You're trying to take all this information in. What is truth and what is lie? I find the truth in God's Word. This is the lens that I look at through everything else. This is what I try to do, and I'm just being as honest with you this morning as I know what to do. Put my face here, and the Lord will show me out the backside what I need to see. He'll show us that. That's the lens in which we need to look at. You see, some of these things, I don't know if I should believe this or if I should believe this. The Lord said, if you stay with me, I will protect you. I'll take care of you. You don't have to worry about all this stuff that's going on around you, the things that you cannot control. You stay with me, and I will be your protector. You see what he said here? It says, there shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. No one is going to be able to take you away. Nobody's going to be able to take you down if there's contingency we're going to see here. I really want us to see this and take note of this morning. Again, verse 5, there shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. I'm going to be right there with you. And you know, you get to the point of saying all these promises. You see how God is laying these things out. We see His people. We see how He prepares them. We see His promises. We see His protection. But I also want us to see His principles this morning. This is what it comes down to. This is what we got to remember. No matter what you're facing in life, no matter how minute the decision may be or how big it may be, this is what it comes down to here. What does He say? What does the Lord say to Joshua and all these people? In His presence, what does He say that ties these things together? Verse number 6, He says here, it says, be strong and of a good courage. You'll see that He says this in maybe a little bit different format about 3 times. You know what they say when you're doing a presentation? Tell them what you're going to tell them. Tell them what you told them. This is the perfect example in the Bible of that. By the time you hear something 3 times, you're supposed to really... Brother John Mark's supposed to remember it. It's supposed to kind of lock in there. And God's wanting this to lock in here for His people. We're going to face things today that will be harder than what we faced yesterday. Know that. There's things that we didn't see coming that we are facing. That's going to happen again. So how do you move forward with courage that way? How? How can anybody move forward with courage when it seems like you're earth and your world is continually shaking, you don't know who to trust? This is how. This is the prescription for that. God's plan is always based on His principles. Remember that. We have His principles in God's Word. What's a principle? Principle is the cause or source or origin of anything that that form which a thing proceeds. So anything that we do moving forward should come from what we get out of here. Not what Jason wants to do, because it's easy. Jason can get upset and get mad at somebody and want to lash back out in the flesh and do something he shouldn't do. That's easy to do. And for a season, it might feel kind of good, Brother Garrett, but for the most part, there's bad consequences that come along with that. Boy, I wish I'd have been patient and didn't say that. Boy, I wish I hadn't have done that. I wish I'd got behind God and let Him do that, let Him handle that. He will. He'll handle our battles. You believe that? His Word says that He will. His Word teaches us that He will. He says again, verse 6, be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Those promises that I made them, they apply to you. But I want you to be strong. I want you to be of good courage. Courage is the ability to encounter danger and difficulties. To be able to do that without fear or with firmness. Be able to say, I know things are going to be tough, but we're going to face it firmly because not who we are, but because who God is. That's what He's saying here. That's what He's teaching us and showing us. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. And again, He comes back and He says, but only... be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do all the things according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from the right hand or to the left, but thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou go. You know, there's a lot that you hear in the news today, what the left is saying and what the right is saying. It's almost like this Bible means something to us right here today. He says, don't listen to what the left is saying. Don't listen to what the right is saying. Follow God. Godly principles. What is being said in God's word. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's easy to follow politics and parties. But it's going to take some commitment to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he's telling us to do. That's what he told him to do then. Those godly principles are just as real to us today. If you want to succeed and go through, that's exactly what we have to be focused on. Godly principles. Everything we do needs to be from God's word. And he's saying here, according to all the law, to meditate on these things. Don't go to the right hand or to the left. Verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. I just want to ask you, I'm absolutely not going to ask you to raise your hand or what have you, but how many of you opened your Bible this past week and said, Lord, I don't know what all is going on in this world. I don't understand it all, but can you please show me something? Show me how you want me to go. You know, I see a lot of what takes place on social media, a lot of lashing out, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But how many of us that are really, truly trying to focus on the Lord are actually doing that? It's easy to listen to this or listen to that, but it's in God's Word. I can't get away from this. I know I've said it a lot, and I feel like people maybe think that it's a generic statement, but we need to be in God's Word constantly, daily. Continually, more so as you see the day approaching. And I believe that day is absolutely approaching. How can you get somebody prepared and ready for the coming of the Lord? By staying in His Word. If you want to know what's going to happen next, this is the guidebook that's going to tell us. You can't trust anything else. I promise you that. What you see in the mainstream media, what you see there, all of that is absolutely not trustworthy. But God's Word has never changed. Never. Just what Brother Finley was reading this morning, what was being discussed and told by Jesus to his disciples, the people at that time, is the same things he's telling us today through his word. Just like Brother Finley said, the end times have been going on since Jesus left out of this earth. It's the same thing. We see how this is going here. He said, but this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Now you see, this is the hinge. And it says here, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. If we're not doing those things, we shouldn't be trying to claim a promise that we can't claim. If we're not doing those things, to observe it. Hold it up, listen to it, stand behind it. I tell you, it's easy to stand behind God's word in a place like this because people here are accepting. But in recent days, I've been out not far down the road that you try to express that and people come back at you very hateful. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to listen to it. I mean, that's how it is. But you know, that's why the Bible says, that's why the Lord is telling them, be courageous. Stand firm. Don't hang your head in shame. You know, that's one of the biggest things that I see today. And Paul said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel. And I'm thinking, why did he say that so many times? In this day and time, I see that's what is kind of a thing that people try to do, try to shame you for what you believe. Have you ever felt outnumbered? You ever felt outnumbered like I'm just one of, I believe this way and people feel like it's old and archaic and it's not going to work? Respectfully and humbly, I say hide and watch. It will work. It will work. The Lord stands behind His principles. You see how with people, I'll tell you, people have choices. People make choices all the time. Good choices, bad choices. You see consequences. Good things happen, bad things happen. But let me tell you something. God stands behind His principles. That tells me I need to stand behind His word, and He's going to protect me. He's going to do the same for every one of us. That's how God honors His word. God honors His word. Don't ever forget that. Now, let's close out with this here in verse number 9. He says, have I not commanded thee, about two times just before this, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid. How many of you have felt fear in the last few weeks, few months, few days, few minutes? I've been fearful of things. Lord, where are we? How fast is this coming together? It seems like things are just going a whole lot faster than they used to. I could remember Preacher Carl preaching, and then I could listen to that message, and then in a few weeks and months, I could see maybe something on the news, but it's happening so fast right now. If we're not careful, we're going to be polarized in the headlines and not seeing what we need to do in our own personal lives. If you're here this morning and you're lost, I beg you, listen to that conviction in your heart. I beg you, I tell you, I don't know, I don't believe in scaring people, but I believe in telling people the truth, and I know He's coming back soon. He could come back any second. Everything is fulfilled. There's nothing left that says He can't come back today. Nothing. You think about that. God's principles, but He's saying here, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For I, the Lord God, is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. We were always going to face challenges. We're always going to face hard decisions, big decisions, life decisions. But if we stay in God's principles, He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That excites me. I needed to hear that. I hold on to that. Because there's people that will leave and forsake you. I've seen it in recent weeks. I'm telling you how things can go. But you know, the Lord, He promised He will never leave nor forsake you. He's always right there. If you will, stand with me this morning. I ask Brother Nathan, if you will, to get us a song.